Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world, and a man who has distinguished himself in many capacities, but notably of late, in the leadership of the House of Representatives, is our first guest. He is Congressman Pete Sessions. He represents the people of the 32nd District of Texas these days, and has been as chairman of the House Rules Committee. They call it the powerful House Rules Committee because it determines what goes to the floor. He has been instrumental in enacting any number of pieces of legislation, but notably recently, one near and dear to our hearts here at Secure Freedom Radio. And Congressman, I want to thank you right out of the box, both for joining us, of course, but also for your leadership on the recently passed, unanimously no less, passed Critical Infrastructure Protection Act in the House of Representatives. Thank you for that, and thank you for joining us.
Frank, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you. The people of Dallas, Texas, and surrounding areas recognize how important my work is, not only that I do on the Rules Committee, but even taking up pieces of legislation that you've talked about. And so it is in the best interest of, I believe, and you believe, our entire country to address these important issues. And I think that, as you know, over the last 10 years in particular, America has seen an unprecedented influx in electronic use that has transformed our economy. In the 80s, I was at the former Bell Labs organization in New Jersey.
One of the real pioneering operations at the time.
It was, and that ended up being from Bell Labs to Bell Communications Research when I was there. And we saw what the technology would do and alter literally everything we do. Unfortunately, our nation's electrical grid is also highly susceptible to natural and man-made bursts of energy known as you know, EMP, these electronic magnetic pulses. And these, because we live off this backbone, this infrastructure, and because of EMP, we have to look at this as something that could threaten our critical infrastructure. Last year...
And our society and our lives.
Absolutely. Right. Last year, however, four members of Congress, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, reported that Iran has been developing their cyber espionage attack capacities that could severely compromise us.
Even before the bit about the Chinese inside the grid, which is, of course, what you're referring to with Admiral Mike Rogers, but on your Iran point, we've had a report out of a group called Cylance saying the Iranian cyber warfare folks have been inside our electric grid control systems, among other things, for 2 years. So this is a present danger. Talk, if you would, very quickly about what the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act does and why you thought it important enough to put your name on it and get it through the House, and where we're going now in the Senate.
Sure. In fact, this young man, Trent Franks, and I, it's all Trent. I simply did my duty and my job to help. But we serve together. Trent's from Arizona. He's done a great job. He saw this as the threat it was. And so he came up with a legislation that really directs the Department of Homeland Security to understand the threat and to implement plans about how we can best protect and recover if this happened. Now, once again, what we're not playing to people's worst fears, Mr. Gaffney. We are preparing ourselves to avoid something that I believe is in our future.
Yeah. Well, as you say, especially the naturally occurring piece of this.
Absolutely. But we are so dependent now on this backbone, this infrastructure, that we've got to understand it. So we've really told them, and I'm not saying they should or shouldn't have done it on their own, but we've really told them from a policy perspective of the United States Congress, this is what we want you to do. Now we've got to get it to the Senate, and I think we'll get that done.
That's the big question, I guess, at the moment. Again, as the chairman of the Rules Committee, you have an ability, I think, probably to exercise some moral suasion, shall we say, on senators who want legislation through your body as well. I gather that Senator Ron Johnson, the incoming chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, the counterpart to the committee under Michael McCaul, as you know, that moved the SIPA legislation through, is very supportive of it. So we're really hoping that this will be an early action item in both houses under the new management next year.
Well, you know, we've seen people like Dick Cheney, former vice president, former speaker Newt Gingrich, people that come into contact and take time to look at this really recognize the danger. And this is where, Frank, your insight and really telling people things that they might not know and bringing this to their focus means so much. And Trent Franks and you have done an awesome job.
Thank you. Well, it is a team effort, and we're very pleased that you've played a leading role in it, Congressman Pete Sessions. Thank you again for that. Let me turn quickly, if I may, just to a couple of other things that I know that are on the minds of our listeners and ask your sort of sense of things. We have, of course, had the president recently act through executive action, as he calls it, on what I think is correctly described as amnesty. The House has passed one piece of legislation, the yo-yo bill, they call it, and is about to take up, I guess today, the budget for the next year, the funding bill. How is this likely to affect our ability to prevent, through executive action, this kind of amnesty, Congressman?
You know, thank you very much. First of all, I believe you did correctly tee it up, so to speak, Frank. The president's actions that he has done, we believe in the House of Representatives and certainly as Republicans that he has exceeded not only his authority, but he has unlawfully directed agencies to do things that he does not have the ability to do. His job is to well and faithfully execute the laws of the United States, not make them up as we go along. The president, by the way, evidently still has not signed that order.
Is that right?
I do not believe he has signed the order, but we're moving forward in the House to find our options. As you know, Frank, today is December the 10th, and we have not taken over the Senate yet. That happened in the election a month ago, but we do that on January the 5th. And until January the 5th, we are in the same circumstance with Harry Reid, and Mr. Reid is not going to entertain any of these activities that to block this program. So here's where then this memo that came out from my dear friend Jeff Sessions from Alabama. Jeff Sessions wrote the Congressional Research Service and said, how do we look at what the president has done? And they came back and said, well, first of all, it is being paid for by fees from people who come into this country through the programs, and it's not an appropriated fund, which means that Congress does not appropriate it, and unless the House, the Senate, and the president agree, the president can keep using this money that comes in for fees, even if the government is shut down. So it was not clear from the Jeff Sessions memo. Yesterday, the CRS sent me a new memo, which we have up on our website, sessions.house.gov, which clarifies, oh, it can be done, but it would require the legal process of all two bodies and the president agreeing to it. So what it means is in the short term, the president is not in favor of this, would not take these actions, and so it would result in either us shutting down the government or, which is what I prefer, let's just wait till we get the Senate and then we'll address the issue this next year.
So we will have legislation coming out of your body that will fund the rest of the government but withhold funds for the Department of Homeland Security, which overall has this function.
You're correct. What we've said is we will fund the rest of the government through September 30th. 2015, but only for Department of Homeland Security until the middle of March, beginning of March. That allows the Senate a time to come in and for us to readdress the issue.
You'll be taking this up in earnest, and I trust that you will be in the lead, Congressman Pete Sessions, in terms of trying to ensure that this really is repudiated by both sides of the Hill. I must say, if I may, just in parting, Congressman, I'm concerned that in funding the rest of the government, though, you are tying your hands in terms of the power of the purse with respect to things like Gitmo and the EPA and, disposing of the Internet and who knows what else this president will do by fiat. It's a very vexing issue, and I know you're trying your best. I appreciate so much your taking the time to talk with us about it. We look forward to having a longer conversation with you, I hope, in the very near future. In the meantime, thank you again for your work on the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act.
Frank, thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners who care so much about the security of our great nation.
They do indeed. Thank you for joining us, Congressman. We'll talk with you soon.
You betcha.
Next up, a young Israeli paratrooper talks about a new film chronicling him and his colleagues in the front lines of the war for the free world. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.